here at the CU Direct Drive 19 conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who's right next to me, Mr. Tim Kosak from Consumers Credit Union, the Michigan Consumers Credit Union. We have to clarify.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
How's the conference going for you?
Outstanding. Yep. Providing a lot of clarity. It's nice because we can kind of see some of the vision coming together.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Any other highlights? Any other speakers stand out or other subject matter?
I had a fun time listening to the Microsoft gentleman talking about the data and how it relates to AI and just trying to bring that home as a practical application. So that was very helpful.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And you just got off a panel, the consumer lending panel. So what was discussed on that panel?
It covered a nice wide range. It was looking at a lot of different strengths of each of the credit unions, from everything from data to look-to-book to approval ratios. I was able to pick up a lot from some of my peers, some of the strengths of, you know, one of the gentlemen on the board has a 50% auto approval. And that is quite amazing to achieve with minimal delinquency.
Right.
And so it was just really fun. A couple of the folks were from direct shops, a couple from indirect shops. And sharing that information is going to be really valuable.
I can imagine. That's the beauty of credit unions. We can network like that. We can collaborate and see what's working and what's not working. So it's a good, definitely a good deal, it sounded like.
It was really helpful, yeah. And there was a lot of different conversation around centralized and decentralized shops. What's the advantage? What's the purpose? What are you trying to get at? And what are going to be the takeaways from it?
So what does this mean for your credit union? What can you take back to your credit union and apply Monday morning for the practical stuff, so to speak?
The two big takeaways for me was definitely going to be automated underwriting, using the data to get to that point. We're new to the CUDL system, new to L360, so we're building that out. We're at 20%, 50%, 60% is obviously the target zone. And how do you get from point A to point B? And how do you do that in a relative way that you don't absorb a lot of risk? So that was a great takeaway for me. And then the other piece was that relative investment in data. One of the panelists is also leases from a credit union where they've already invested in two business intelligence individuals. And they're from a credit union of $200 million. And so at a credit union of $1.2 billion, are we making the same investment that they are? I thought that was pretty incredible and a good takeaway.
So what's the significance of this information for your credit union? Obviously, continued relevance, keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, on a technology fashion, any of those?
Well, and that's one of the beauties of credit union networking, right? Mm-hmm. That the share of information that you can come back, you can find out what other folks are doing that's working, and then take that back to your shop and find out, you know, it's a benchmark, right? Mm-hmm. You're comparing one to the next, and then finding out how you can improve your system, you know, to serve the members.
Right. And, but it's cool to see that credit unions of different sizes can actually use some of the information. I mean, it's all kind of relative in a way.
Very much so. Yep. And across the board, different asset size, different geographic locations, still the same purpose of how we're going to get to the efficiencies and the member service.
Indeed. All right. Tim, I'll let you off the hot seat. Thank you so much.